Well, before I introduce our speaker tonight, I just want to update you. The count we have this morning, as of this morning, was between giving and pledging 137,563 and change. That's wonderful. That's great. That doesn't count tonight. And then I think we normally give it a week or so. Just want to thank the congregation for your generosity, and we look forward to the great things that God is going to continue through next year. And let me just take a time, if you weren't here and you're going later to the Lord's Supper and contribution, you might need one of these yellow cards. If you are giving tonight only, you do not need to fill out a card. If you're going to pledge beyond tonight, then you need this card. And you can either put it in the contribution tonight or give it to one of the elders, and we'll make sure the number is counted correctly. Or if you got any questions about the card, please talk to me. And there should be some at the ends of the seats. Well, so the speaker tonight, I've known him for a long time. And most of my life, or at least the part I can remember. I'll just get ahead of it. He normally likes to say that he's the original Mel. So I'll just go ahead and say that I am the upgrade. So I'll just throw that out there ahead of time, in case he decides to go that route. My dad and my mom have been in ministry for a long, long time. And the last few years, they have specifically or primarily been like a preacher training school on the go. Their emphasis is to train, mentor, equip. And my dad will talk more about that. But even while they've been here, I have seen many times my parents on the phone through different apps. You can connect to Brazil, and they're still teaching and talking, and my mom is mentoring. So it's a continuous, and technology allows that to be the case. In Brazil, where the work is now, I think it's a very, very important, necessary emphasis is to train, equip, and mentor a lot of the congregations, and a lot of the workers in these congregations that are small are either part-time or completely just volunteers. And so it's a very important work that they're doing, and we partner with them. The partnership we have with my parents are not for their salary, is to be specifically used through this training emphasis. So let's hear from my dad.
Okay. Put this thing down. Let's turn this on, I think. Can you hear me? Good. Well, thank you for the wonderful introduction. You know, that's very good. I like to carry him along with me, introduce him, me, every time we go somewhere. Thank you for those songs. They were so pertinent to mission work. That was very, very good indeed. I think that's the first time I preached to the birds. I have preached to the bats before. One time I was preaching and the ladies were just moving and so on. I said, boy, I'm doing really good. You know, I keep it up. I didn't know there was a bat right behind me. So anyhow, but so nice to be here and to be able to give you a report of what we're doing. They say I have about up to six. I might have to rush a little bit. And okay, that is that. Go quickly. You know, my name is Mel, my wife, and so on. We're your missionaries to Brazil. Mel June talked about that. That's a map of Brazil. Brazil is the fifth largest country in the world. It's larger than the 48 states. And it has 27 states and one federal district. And I think I have been to all of them. Maybe that one I have not, and that one I have not. That one I have not. But anyhow, I have been to most of them. preaching some because, like Mel Jr. said, we are traveling in school of preaching, you know, preparing preachers. And he said that he has seen us on the phone here, and that is true. They found that. You know WhatsApp? Who knows what WhatsApp is? Not many people do, about half a dozen. Well, I think it's equivalent to FaceTime, isn't it? But FaceTime, I think, only works for iPhones. Well, in Brazil, there's about everybody has WhatsApp, and they found out they could talk to me and to Mali here in the United States anytime they want to. As a matter of fact, 40 minutes ago, 35 minutes ago, well, 40 minutes ago, I was on the phone with somebody in Brazil. They called me. Said, can you call me later tonight? You know, I'm ready to start giving a report here. But anyhow, so this is, and I guess it might be the same as in the U.S. Say, each state is equivalent to a size of a country in the world. Each state of Brazil. I guess it would be the same as in the United States. Okay. Okay, everybody now with me, okay? E o que de minha parte ouviste através de muitas testemunhas, isso mesmo transmite a homens fiéis idôneos e também idôneos para instruir a outros. Second Timothy 2:2. You know what Paul said to Timothy, to those things he heard from him through even many witnesses to be able to train others so they will be able to train others also. And that, like Mel Jr. made that very clear, you are partners with Mali and I in Brazil to train and prepare preachers. Because, you know, if we don't have a Christian university, don't have a Christian college, no preacher training schools, and on, lectureships, we barely have any. So it is, if we don't go training people, preachers throughout the country, they have no training at all, and they'll be preaching this out of whatever they might know. So it is very important. That is the reason why I went back to Brazil this third trip. This is my third trip to Brazil. And I was a preacher in Kansas in the same congregation for three different times. I won't give you much detail about me, but I am a legal immigrant to the USA. I was when I was 20, didn't know anything about the church or missionaries. I became a Christian here and eventually a preacher, and they asked me to go to Brazil because I'm also Brazilian. Now, of course, we have dual citizenship. Okay, those are three Timothys. Their one is very, very good. And you don't know what that is, but they're poking fun to Mali because that guy is saying, hey, we have a chicken feet that we're eating. Mali likes chicken feet. And he's making fun of her. But anyhow, those are three Timothy we train them. Those are a great Timothy, his wife, with an old preacher. That is an old preacher. I've been working with him for half century. That's about. But now he's kind of slowed down a little bit. But that is a good one right there. And that's his wife. I'll have a better picture of him here. They live in the northeast of Brazil. Again, these people, the ones that I showed before, they're three Timothys from three different states. And those are two Timothys from two different states, you know. An elder Timothy in the Amazon. Their brother is one of the elders in the Amazon. Now there are 10 congregations in the greater Manaus area. I go to the Amazon just about every year. As a matter of fact, Mel Jr. took a group there about a couple years ago, 3 years ago. A group and several of you went, and we worked in the greater, in Manaus, the capital of the Amazon state. And he is one of the three elders. One elder had a heart attack, so he's not being able to do anything. But that's downtown congregation. And like I said, I go there, and I have been even different places in the Amazon. But he is very good, very faithful indeed. And that is a building. I'm not much involved in anything else except training preachers and teachers, but I helped to build that building in the very, like you say, in the boonies. We helped to build that. It's a long story. I won't give you details, but I was involved in helping them to build. And that is out in the boonies, out in the state, in the boonies. And that became the second largest congregation in the state. There are only about half dozen of them. But that is the largest. You can see, there's a beautiful woman right there. Oh, my goodness. If she wouldn't be married, I would be after her. My best Timothy right there. That young man is good. But he left us. He went to another country, far away north. But I tell you something, he's liked in Brazil. He's liked in Brazil. They like him. They know him. They all want him to go. When he's coming, preach to us and teach us. That is a good one, I tell you. I wish I had more like those. Preacher training in Bauru, that is a classroom area. You know, it's a classroom. We have, we're able to put a house together right about 2.5 blocks from the church building, about 4 blocks from downtown. It doesn't sound good like here, because here close to downtown is not as good, but that is close to downtown is what should be. And we have the house to receive preachers and teachers to come and study with us in the city where we live, the city of Bauru, in the geographical center of the state of São Paulo in the southeast part of Brazil. And there are 3 suites. We can have as many as 35, 40 people there, you know, even men and women. We divide them. It's a small house, but we are able to accommodate them well. And they come to study with me when I'm there in Bauru. And that's a classroom space. There are people right there who came. They come from different parts of Brazil when I'm there to study with me. But I'm there mostly around maybe 90 days out of the year, mostly December and April. And they know when I'm there, they want to come and study with me. And what we do, we study. The way I do is I train them in the books of the Bible. Okay, so they come to study with me, and we vote what books are going to study, what book, right now. So we take a vote, and say, book of 1 John, okay? Open your Bible on 1 John. Because I have a contextual, I won't give many details of that because it will take a long time to do it. But I teach within the context, the message of the book, historically and theologically. I have studied, I have written commentaries on the New Testament, on all the New Testament books, and I'm editing them. And then we go through the first John from first verse to the second verse, to last verse. It takes me about an hour per chapter and an hour for introduction to do the book, as long as there are not many questions. And then when we're through with it, okay, what next book are we going to study? Because if they say that 1 week they come and go, we make sure that nobody, when they come, we start a new book. We never want them to come half of a book or something, you know. So, let's vote again. What book? Revelation. Open your book in Revelation. Open your Bible in Revelation, chapter 1. And there we go. 1 hour per chapter, 1 hour per introduction, 1 hour per chapter, and we study them. We study the books. That's how I do all of Brazil when I go, and that's what we do when we study here. Book at a time. We want them to be able to use the book as a textbook. Okay, if you're going to preach on 1 John, open 1 John, that will be your textbook right there, 1 John. Preach from it within the message of it, what John had in mind and so on and so on. That's what we do. Okay, that's my best woman, Timothy, right there. And she has 2 women, Timothys. How about that? You know, those are good Timothys to that Timothy over there. You know, we call them Timothys, you know. You probably figured that one out already. So, and like Mel Jr. said, she is on the phone this every day here. The reason we came here to stay longer was so that I have more time to work on the commentaries. Because supposedly I'm supposed to write a commentary on every book of the Bible, and I did all the New Testament. I have about 15 or 16 or 17 of the Old Testament. Then went back into the New Testament to edit because they want to make a massive distribution. Well, I might as well add it to make sure they're good enough for distribution somehow. But anyhow, they call us now. My liaison talking every day to them. But be as it is, that's a great Timothy couple right there. And they are from the boonies. I mean, boonies of the boonies. As a matter of fact, there was a time there that didn't rain for 8 years. And when it rained, the kids ran out of the street in the house. Water coming from the sky or something. They never seen rain before. Kids. And it's an odd place. Out in the northeast part of Brazil, to the very interior of it. And you won't believe it. The other day was 10 degrees Celsius over there, equivalent to around 40 degrees. You know, cold. Very, very cold. Out in the middle of nowhere, it's supposed to be very, very hot. But be as it is. That's a good Timothy right there. And that preacher over there is the one who, he's also a builder. And he's the one who helped to build that building I showed you. And now he started a new congregation in that town. The two congregations now. And no education at all. You know, I don't know if he ever finished grade school or something. But be as it is, we want him to know the Bible. You know, read the Bible. And he understands the Bible. He understands the masters and the context. He's a good one as far as a Timothy goes. And he does a good job preaching and teaching. A great young Timothy, right there, about 34 or 35, single. And he is very, very good. And as a matter of fact, he spent about 3 months in Cusco, Peru, learning Spanish because he's a language teacher. He speaks some English. No, he speaks Spanish, Portuguese. And like Mel Jr. mentioned, most of the preachers and teachers in Brazil, they are not full-time at all. As a matter of fact, I think 90% are not. They do out of, they have their own jobs. And because, you know, you're talking about a third world country, but they, and that's one of them. He has a job. He's a language teacher. And he used his time to study with us and to speak and to teach and so on. As a matter of fact, they invited me to go to their town in November sometimes to speak to a group of young professionals, they call them, young professionals. Teaching in Bauru Church, I might have been a Sunday Bible class. We know we have a nice building in Bauru. We are able to do it. I like to work with the resources we have, you know, quite a bit. And we have a nice property there, nice building, nice classrooms. Like I said, it's only about 4 blocks from downtown Bauru. We started very small and we progressed through the years. And now we have an auditorium. There might seat probably about 250, 300, besides the classroom space and so on and so on. Again, the Bauru Church, the auditorium. We live in that city. It's a city in the geographical center of the state of São Paulo, in the southeast part of Brazil. And population around 400,000. And I went over there about 50 years ago with the idea of making a center to propagate the gospel to the rest of the state because it's in the geographical center of the state and maybe even to other states. And we have been doing that now for a while. But then went there to start church from scratch about 72, I think it was, not quite 50 years. Okay, a Timothy doing a baptism. And that's the one that I mentioned to you, a good couple live in the middle of nowhere there, boonies of the boonies. But he, this, he and his wife fell in love with us and the way that we teach the Bible. I mean, they call us just about. His wife calls Miley every day, and they are on that WhatsApp texting to one another several times a day. And he calls me, and he wants to learn about this, learn about that. And he has big plans. That's a very interesting couple. That's his wife right there, and they're baptizing. Well, one of his wife, they're the same size, but he is 30 years older than she is. 30 years older than she is. Let me think here. A great situation here. Again, that is the couple that I was telling you about, Ani Boonies of the Boonies. This is one of the best Timothys I have in Brazil. He is from the city of Bauru, has a very good job. It's a long story, you know, I won't have time to go into all that. But he came out of the slum area, you know. They didn't have, it's a long story. It's a beautiful story. But now he is a college graduate, lives about 4 blocks from the building. His wife is a college graduate. He has a great job. He is responsible for the payroll of all the county employees. And his wife is a school teacher. And he is good. He's young, 40, 45. And I didn't want to do that, but I did. Wait a minute. Back, please. Oh, okay. Thank you. You told me to tell you to go back. I punched the wrong place here. This one here is he is eager now. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how much they want to learn once they know they can learn the message. It's not just a memorizing verses idea. It's to understand what the author had in mind and to be able to follow their reasoning through the book and make an application. Some of them just fall in love with it. You know, and that's one of them. I mean, you know, they all do, but I'm saying this one is really crazy about. He wants me to go now in November there to his place. He wants to be able to set up some strategy to reach some other place in the States where he lives. But we're talking about 3 different states. He's from a state in the Northeast. He's from a state in the Northeast, different state. And he's from the Bauru, the state of São Paulo. And they're working together here, doing some traveling throughout several states of the Northeast when he had in his vacation time. It is tremendous. And now they want him to go back because he does a good job. And when you're teaching and they say, wait a minute, this guy knows what he's talking about, they want to learn from him. So now we have a problem in our hands, you know, how he lived. Boy, the Northeast Brazil to the where he lives is a long ways. If you go by bus, it will take about 75 hours. You know, the roads are not that good and so on. Another Timothy somewhere in Brazil, when I wrote that, I said somewhere because I didn't remember where he was from. But now he did come to me. He's a new Timothy. He just came in for the first time. He's from the central part of Brazil. And they already want me to go there. They want to come next time. We're going to meet together in Bauru where we live. And they want that good Timothy there to go there. And he invited me to go there this month. And we're going to have 50 preachers here this month. Could you come and teach us? I'm sorry, I'm in the States. Month of August. I can go. Every year they do that. A few Timothys in Bauru where we live, you know, we have about 9 or 10 who preach and teach there in the city where we live. You know, we train them all the time. And this is not a Timothy. This one is a good one. This is a good one. That's his wife. This is from a state south of us. South of us. Came to visit. And he is originally from Bauru. He's one of the Timothys. This is a Timothy. This one is brother to this one. And that is not a Timothy. But we have a congregation. They say we have 150, but I don't think we have 150, but in Bauru where we live. But they do all the preaching and teaching. I'm gone. They don't miss me. When I go there, I have to fight. Hey, my turn to preach and teach. But they are very busy. I tell you, they're doing some evangelism, even in another town nearby and so on. Timothy Bauru baptizing, that's one that I showed you. He's baptizing. That lady right there, I think she has terminal cancer now. And he baptized her about, I don't know, maybe about a couple years ago or something. Yearly study in Rio de Janeiro State. Every year, kidnap back, please. Okay, thank you. I'm glad I had some good helpers there. Before them, I couldn't even do that. That's a, got one button there. This is a study we have every year in this, in Rio de Janeiro State at the beginning of the year. They do it at the beginning of the year and in June. I cannot be there in June, but I'm there at the beginning of the year. I have been doing that for several years. About states from, preachers and teachers from the state of Rio de Janeiro. And also maybe some of them might come from São Paulo State, might come from Minas Gerais in the central part of Brazil State and so on. But about 25, 30 of them every year. We stay there for about 5 days in a camp. It's some retreat idea. Okay, that's the Timothy that I was telling you about, the good one. He is a captain in the Brazilian army. There are two, in that state, in that city, the capital of the state, we have two captains of the Brazilian army who are Timothys. They are very, very good. I work quite a bit with military people because, you see, they retire early. And then I could work with them in their retirement days. Those are not retired yet, but I have retired sergeants, retired captains. I have a retired colonel in the Brazilian army and so on that we work to get spread out throughout the country. And a Timothy to Africa. Believe me, one of our Timothys went to Africa to preach and teach. And he spent 6 months there in Mozambique, Africa. And now I just got a text from him this morning that he's going back in January. And that's his family right there. Okay. I wonder if I can read that. I don't think we can read that. So I hope I have enough time. Let's see, I have it in my... That's a letter. Let's see if I can find it here. I'm not very good at this thing here, but let's see if I can... Okay. There's a letter to you because it's to supporters. It's not to me. So I think I ought to read to you, because it is, let me read it, to the partners in Mel and my little choice mission work, we are partners. We don't know you, but we want you to know, I'm trying, it's small letters here, so I'm trying to do my best here. Want you to know the great blessing you have bestowed on us. For 2 weeks, Mel and Mali have been with us in the state of Paraíba, northeast part of Brazil, teaching, instructing, providing guidance in the study of God's Word. After years of teaching, a worker can get drained and needs a refuel to dig deeper into the Word to be taught, and Mel's mission of preparing church workers has benefited the church all over Brazil in this manner. While here, he taught an intensive course of the Pentateuch In 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, he also taught on cooperation of church in the New Testament. And he taught other courses in the interior of the state. Mali has been a counselor, a confidant, and a teacher also. The women of the church met to learn from her experience as a wife, a mother, and a worker in the kingdom. Their decades of experience of great value to churches, big and small, scattered throughout Brazil. We thank God for them and the time they spend here. We thank God for you who allow them to work in this way without financial worries. God bless you richly. Churches of Christ in Paraíba State, João Pessoa, Patos, Belém, Colina do Sul, Mangabeira, Campina Grande, congregation in the state. So it's to you due to the fact that you support us in Brazil. And I think that might be it. Okay. Well, back to the passage that I mentioned to you and that was read to you. Let's make a couple comments here in the 5 minutes that I don't have. Well, I told you not to lead too many songs. Okay. He didn't listen to me. So what is going to stop leading singing? Okay. Okay, because, you know, we'll talk about years and years of reporting here. But anyhow, in Philippians, I want to mention one verse here. Verse 6 of Philippians, the first chapter. And I'm sure this, that he who began a good work in you, you know, and now let me read verse 3 and 4. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. You're not with me from the first day, but you've been with me a long time. There are two churches in Kansas that have been with me from the first day I went to Brazil, close to 50 years ago. Two of them. And one is one where I was preacher for three different times. And I'm sure this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. The way I understand is this. You know, and to Timothy about preparing faithful men who will be able to prepare others also, who will be able to prepare others also, who will be able to prepare others also. Well, I think what Paul is saying here to the Philippians is that the good work that God started, the partnership, will keep going on until the coming of Jesus Christ. I understand that's what Paul is saying here. In other words, the Philippians helped prepare. You know, we know that the Philippians were financial partners with Apostle Paul from day one through the book of Philippians. They're the only one we know for sure. The only congregation we know for sure that because he sat there. And that what he's saying, as I understand, is, okay, our partnership will convert people, who will convert people, who convert people, who convert people all the way to the day of Jesus Christ. You know the domino effect? You hit the first one. What's the last one? Jesus. Jesus Christ. You know, Mel Jr. said that whenever he meets God, he was going to ask why God created mosquitoes. I tell you, we have them in Brazil. As a matter of fact, dengue hit Bauru so bad that it was number one in the state. Many brethren and congregations got dengue and so on. And anyhow, Mali said she's going to ask Eve why she did what she did. And I would like to know how much of the money that the Philippians helped Paul with to propagate the gospel, how much of it was involved in my conversion? Because see, convert, but it's a beginning. And the preparation that we do, what we do is we prepare people who might be able to prepare people, who might be able to prepare people all the way to the day Jesus Christ comes back. So, we are partners together. This is Mission Sunday. Boy, can you think of a better use of $155,000? But as I understand, that's times two, because that's half of the mission. 155 times two, how much would that be? $310,000. Can you imagine? Better use of $300,000 in a year to convert people and prepare people who will be doing so all the way to the day Jesus Christ comes back. And you all be meeting your goals for that. And I also thank God for your partnership. If you are not a Christian yet, you notice the great effort that is made to propagate the gospel throughout the entire earth. And here you have the wonderful chance of listening, week after week, the preaching of the gospel. But you could really get part of of Christianity and be involved in this work that you will start the day you are born again. And they'll keep on going all the way to the day Jesus Christ comes back. Can you think of a better way of living? Knowing that you are going to help the salvation of mankind through even all the way to eternity. If we can help you at all, one way or another, let us help you. We have many people who can help you. I can help you. Give yourself to God and get into this work that will last all the way through eternity as we stand and as we sing. I pray.